This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. There's been this creeping meme among some Republican voters indicating that they are going to refuse to vote because they're fed up with congressional Republicans. I feel your pain. They're telling everyone who will listen how horrible congressional Republicans are and are asking, why vote when our representatives do nothing and get nothing done? Well, I'll tell you why you vote. You vote or you surrender. Okay? You vote or you surrender. If you advocate not voting, right? You are advocating surrender to the leftist mob, surrender to Democrats who have ruined a perfectly good country. They're recommending surrender to the leftists who are persecuting Republican conservatives. And there's no other way to look at that. If you won't vote, you turn the reins of what power you have over to the Democrats by default. There is no good that can come from Republicans not voting. The only thing that can come from not voting is certain defeat. Not voting is an unacceptable response to what ails America. The people who advocate not voting are the same people saying essentially that there is no hope for America under Republican control of Congress and the White House. That is patently false and frankly distasteful. And more, those who advocate not voting for Republicans in November are deliberately attempting to demoralize voters, saying things like, no matter how I vote, Republicans never do anything, or I've been voting for Republicans all my life and they still don't get things done. It's useless to vote. No, it isn't. While the Republican Party in Congress has been largely disappointing in their unasked-for moderation, the alternative, not voting for them, is a malodorous solution, not a conspiracist here. But I often wonder if these demoralizers are plants. They're deliberately trying to lessen the red wave of November. Now, ideally, they would win, but the winds of political war are against them at the moment, so they will settle for a less egregious loss. These cowards can be articulate and persuasive in convincing some to stay home in November. Such people should not be listened to ever. They're misguided at best, subversive at worst, and they're dead wrong every time they open their face. But I'll play this stupid game. For the sake of argument, let's say 10 Republicans can be persuaded not to vote. Those 10 will talk to their friends, who will talk to their families and co-workers, and before you know it, dozens of people are refusing to vote because they're demoralized. Don't they know that the tactics of demoralizing Republican voters through phony polling and through people who keep saying it's useless to vote are the very means by which Democrats win? And cheating, of course, but that isn't new. Not from the Democrats. You cannot, we're in the middle of what I term ideological combat. And in the middle of combat, You cannot allow yourself to be demoralized, because that is the way of certain defeat. Now, those dozens of people who have been persuaded not to vote by the round-heeled squishes may be the very margins by which a Republican conservative wins over a progressive Democrat. The very people who are destroying our economy and our culture. And with Republicans in office, conservatives stand a far better chance of replacing rhinos with real conservatives. With Democrats in charge, there's zero chance of things getting better. So it becomes a simple matter, very simple matter, of surrender or fight back. Now, I have been willing in the past, when I wore the uniform, to die for this country. Do you think I'm going to surrender? Because some people, you know, I get out here and I ride the Republicans. And that's not because I'm not going to vote for them. I ride the Republicans because they're supposed to be better. I ride the Republicans because they're supposed to be the party of this and the party of that. And getting out there and making a uniparty doesn't work. It's not going to cut it. Politics should be made to be a performance industry. If you cannot perform, if you do not perform, if you will not perform, you do not get the pay, you do not get to serve, you don't get the office, you don't get the TV time, you don't get a lot of things. I don't surrender. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm going to fight for what is right and good and decent. It is indecent to advocate not voting. Surrender is not a word in the American rights lexicon, especially now when the country teeters on a knife's edge of socialism and communism. Some people, and I'm talking about the vote avoiders, they seem eager to surrender the country for their own little petty snit. And I say to you, get over it. No one can afford to stay away from the polls in November. All that does is to thoughtlessly hand over the keys to the country without even trying to protect what's inside our doors. Vote avoiders are angry, and they absolutely have a right to be, but anger is no reason to capitulate. Is it better to lose and feel virtuous in your righteous anger, or to win and have a chance to right this ship? You basically have a choice if you're a vote avoider. if you avoid voting, then you're facing certain defeat. My way, we have possible victory. And this is the thing. We can't win if we don't fight back. I've had it with all of these people saying, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for this. Listen. I hear lots of people say that. And there's more to being an activist than getting out there and throwing some cliche my way and telling me that, you're going to do this and you're going to do this and you're not going to do this and you're not going to do that. If you're not active, you know, voting for these guys, the first time I got a sponsor when I was new to radio, I had a row of politicians in front of me. And these were all Tea Party dudes. And they were hopeful. They were all new coming into it and everything. And I said, as you guys go forward, I wish you success, but understand this. I will be watching you. Your failure to perform will be noted and discussed. For the vote avoiders, they believe that their anger is more important than fighting back. They will sacrifice your freedom for their comfort, for their, I'm being right. I'm right. Like the Democrats. I can't say the old saying I used to hear when I was in the military, so this is a lesser one of it, sort of the same thing. You don't foul your nest and then complain about the stench. And they haven't learned that yet. But they will. They will. And I myself, I fight until I only have to worry about my eternal rest. And that's it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, we already know that when the FBI talks, Mark Zuckerberg listens. So when the FBI gave him marching orders about Hunter Biden's hard drive, informing Zuckerberg that the drive was fake, though the Fibbies already knew otherwise, Zuckerberg promptly shut down any efforts to mention the hard drive. Sometimes, though, the FBI didn't even have to ask. Sources in the DOJ are claiming that someone at the FBI was red-flagging private messages in which people questioned election integrity and handing them to the FBI. We get this from Miranda Devine. Facebook has been spying on the private messages and data of American users and reporting them to the FBI if they express anti-government or anti-authority statements or question the 2020 election, according to sources within the Department of Justice. Under the FBI collaboration operation, somebody at Facebook red flagged these supposedly subversive private messages over the past 19 months and transmitted them in redacted form to the Domestic Terrorism Operational Unit at FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., without a subpoena. It was done outside the legal process and without probable cause, alleged one of the sources who spoke on condition of anonymity. Facebook provides the FBI with private conversations which are protected by the First Amendment without any subpoena. These private messages then have been farmed out as leads to FBI field officers around the country who subsequently requested subpoenas from the partner U.S. Attorney's Office in their district to officially obtain the private conversations that Facebook had already shown them. Now, nothing came of those leads because conservative Americans, unlike leftists, are almost invariably law-abiding. That's part of what makes them conservative. As a DOJ source said, the conservatives whose message Facebook forwarded were talking about protests because they felt a great wrong had been done. However, there was nothing criminal, nothing about violence or massacring or assassinating anyone. Despite the message's innocence, continues the source, the FBI subpoenaed the information, and Facebook was just waiting for those subpoenas. As soon as a subpoena is requested, within an hour, Facebook sent back gigabytes of data and photos. It was ready to go. They were just waiting for that legal process so they could send it. So Facebook, through Erica Sacken, a spokesperson at Meta, denied the allegations, saying that whenever Facebook interacts with the FBI, it's just to protect people. She said, these claims are false because they reflect a misunderstanding of how our systems protect people from harm and how we engage with law enforcement. We carefully scrutinize all government requests for user information to make sure they're legally valid and narrowly tailored, and we often push back. We respond to legal requests for information in accordance with applicable law and our terms, and we provide notice to users whenever permitted. So, in other words, we never tipped off the FBI, and we try to protect our users. Up to you, of course, whether you believe that. Later, Sacken updated the statement to assert that these claims are just wrong, as opposed to false. She contended that Facebook doesn't squeal to the FBI, and there's zero evidence to support that claim. Sacken, incidentally, worked for Planned Parenthood and Obama for America. That doesn't mean she's lying. It just means we probably wouldn't enjoy her company. The FBI, when pressed, went into neither confirm nor deny mode. However, it managed to bring in foreign malign influence actors while admitting that its relationship with all social media outlets is geared toward a quick exchange of information and that there's an ongoing dialogue between the two. Currently, we've got allegations and kind of funky denials. I don't trust either Facebook or the FBI. When it comes to big tech, you know, the only things I post on Facebook have to do with the show. Maybe my grandkids. Nothing of any political nature, you know. Unless it's satire, right? Unless I'm poking fun at something that's just so obviously stupid about it. But really what we should all be doing, and me included, I should do it too. We should all just desert Facebook. I mean, I don't know what the alternative is today. Is MeWe still out there? I don't know. Now, there are a few other reasons. You know, it's nice to see my friends. who, like, I've reconnected with some people that I lost years ago, decades ago, and I've been able to reconnect with them. I like to see what the leftist friends of mine use saying, because I have to, you know, the radio show sort of necessitates a presence on social media as much as I despise it. But despite a couple of tries, Facebook won't send me all my data and close my account. So rule of thumb, right? If it's important, think about sending it the old-fashioned way. By mail. The government isn't reading the mail yet. Everything electronic, though, is fair game for the government or the tech companies. And that's true no matter the laws or self-set rules allegedly governing them. See, that's the thing about all this stuff that they're imposing right now, or trying to impose, the credit card this and the social media that and everything. This is all based upon our need to use tech. And I have the same need. I understand your need. Your need is my need. I have the same thing going on. It's cool to rely on this today. I had a bill that popped up due, and I was able to pay it on my phone while I was out in traffic. And that was sort of cool. And that's the way of tech. That's what makes tech so cool. However, tech companies have gone a little further than making all this great convenience that we have now. The convenience is splendid, without a doubt. It is absolutely splendid. But all of the other things that they're doing along with it sort of taints that to a degree, to the point of where you look at it and you're like, I'm not sure I need this. Now, should you be able to use Facebook and do whatever you want on Facebook and just use it for this and use it for that without them mining your stuff out? Absolutely, you should. However, remember this. That only works as long as the host, which is Facebook in this case, decides that they're just a platform, a bulletin board, if you will, for everybody to pin their stuff to it so that we can all see what's going on and see what all of our old friends and chummies are doing, and not the money-making thing that it is, because it is a money-making thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is limiting exports of fentanyl and other chemicals to Russia and Belarus. The Commerce Department announcing the sanctions, citing the potential for them to aid in military aggression. The sanctions include lower-level items that Russia could use for chemical or biological weapons. The Department of Homeland Security is putting up $1 billion for a cyber grant program. The investment will help state, local, and territorial governments across the country to be prepared for cybersecurity issues and address other concerns. On Friday, King Charles III and the Queen Consort Camilla visit the Welsh Parliament in Wales. As the King finishes Queen Elizabeth II's farewell tour, the King delivered a speech in both English and Welsh, displaying gratitude for the people of Wales, sending their condolences. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Martha's Vineyard. I wouldn't mind visiting Martha's Vineyard for only one reason, and that's because that's where Carly Simon lives. I have always loved her music. I know she's probably left us as there is as the day is long, and I would not be going there to get her political. Her political stuff, but I would love to just discuss with her what it is to be a songwriter of the type that she is, right? Nantucket and Martha's Island, or excuse me, Martha's Vineyard, or as they're called, the islands, are idyllic. And they're also under the absolute control by Democrats. And, you know, that's where certain things begin to, you look at it and you're like, wait, really? Democrats? And there's a reason that that is that way. Although we can ask the question, should you as a Republican switch sides? Or should we switch our support to Democrats in order to create more such paradises throughout our nation? And the very easy answer to that is that no, we should not. But how is it that it's under the in complete control of the Democrats? You know, while they eradicate the middle class and the rest of America with crime regulations, taxes, and bad schools, in the islands, they attack the middle class by controlling and squeezing off access to land. In the 1980s, a land bank was created that taxes 2% of every property sale on the islands and then uses the money to buy up land in order to protect it. There are allied organizations such as Sheriff's Meadow and the Trustees who use inheritance tax law to secure land and conservation easements donated for tax purposes. The land bank's arrogance and has grown along with its wealth and power. In March 2022, the land bank bought houses on a 14-acre property for $9.3 million for their own use and development. So, in other words, they use taxpayers' money to buy houses for themselves. Referred to as a felicitous purchase by the land bank president. They also are doing deals in land development and investment, and the next step can easily be the diversion of more property and wealth to employees and directors, families, and friends. But a greater danger from the conservation mafia than mere corruption is that it buys land that is adjacent to wealthy estates, thus making those estates more valuable and strangling access to the land for ordinary people. In addition, there are strict zoning laws making building difficult. In total, the conservation mafia boasts that they now have 70% of the islands under control, and they righteously point out that there's still 30% they need to control. Now, the 2% land bank tax doesn't sound like much, but as any investor knows, the power of compounding builds with tsunami force. Land banks in the islands took $41 million during 2021. They recently bought 335 acres from the Kennedys for $37 million, as an example. Any ordinary American who desires a house or a plot of land on which to build is outbid by land bank bureaucrats flush with other people's money and flush with credit. Their obvious cash flow makes them an excellent credit risk, and they borrow to finance larger purchases. Barack Obama's place is a typical beneficiary of the land bank's protection. One side of his property is on the water. He has a conservation property bordering on the land side, and then a checkerboard of conservation properties extending out from there, which will ensure his privacy and the privacy of a few other wealthy estates in the area. Restrictive zoning prevents any additional building on neighboring privately owned property. If you are just a working stiff or in the middle class, you're already priced out of the islands. They can hold on as long as they own their houses, but their children and grandchildren will leave and never return. The median house price is $2 million on Nantucket and $1.3 million on Martha's Vineyard. If you picked up my house and stuck it in Martha's Vineyard, I'm a millionaire on paper. Yet, islanders and the local press adore the land bank, which they believe keeps the islands pristine. They also moan about unaffordable housing, unaware that the land banks are the reason for it. They don't yet understand that if land is bought with the taxpayers' money at the highest price and then banned from human use, the price of the remaining land will rise. Their families' days on the islands are numbered, and they're being eliminated in a way that provides more space and privacy for the estates of the wealthy. The islands are indeed paradises. There's almost no violent crime. The county jail is really only used to hold drunks overnight. They serve blueberry pancakes for breakfast there. There are no homeless encampments and no vagrants. No trash, no needles on the ground. Smash and grab doesn't exist. The public schools are good. Virtue signaling is common, but never has anyone suggested defunding the police, who are respected. Many on the islands never lock their doors. There may have only been one COVID death on the islands, an elderly gent. It's not clear if he died of COVID or with COVID. Because the population surges as high as the hundreds of thousands, statistically, there should have been hundreds of deaths. Interestingly, there aren't any fat people there. And I know we could all stand to lose a few pounds, but there are no behemoths such as those roaming a Walmart in Wisconsin. Perhaps it's because of the lack of fast food, which is banned on the islands. The islands are a fat farm. Move there and you're going to lose weight. They're surrounded by a moat, the Atlantic. A moated community is even better than a gated community. Safer and no homeowners association fees. Democrats are aware they have a land problem on the islands, but unfortunately their solution is a bigger problem. The land bank created all this, so they decided to create a housing bank to build government housing. Government housing projects teach entitlement and despair and have never succeeded, and they've been tried hundreds of thousands of times. The housing bank plus the land bank can create a community composed of the very rich and the very poor, a reflection of Democrat voters nationwide. Land prices could mathematically rise to infinity. The estates of the wealthy will continue to grow in value and privacy as the land bank buys neighboring acreage. Waves of servants already arrive by ferry each morning to tend the rich, and this will increase, turning the islands into sundown towns that exclude ordinary people from dusk to dawn. Fortunately, though, history is never linear. Something's going to give. Corruption at the land bank will shatter its support. The housing bank's projects will proceed, but will probably be token and minimal. Local voters will figure out that the land bank dooms their family's existence on the islands. Immigration may play a positive role, and, you know, DeSantis is bussing them in. So, there's already a large Brazilian population on the islands. They do not complain about the lack of affordable housing because they can sleep six people in a room, altering the concept of housing affordability. A couple of plane loads from Venezuela arrive on September 14th, which may be the beginning of another enclave of people who may in the future grasp political strength of their own. The future is going to bring conflict, but this conflict will bring a brighter future of less government intrusion. A future that is reminiscent of their glorious past on those islands. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If you're going to unite a nation, you have to share a common value and tradition deemed vital for the preservation of society. And this bond will ignite a sense of patriotism and duty to protect and defend those fundamental values and traditions. When a united nation faces an enemy, its people are willing to make tremendous sacrifices to ensure peace and prosperity for future generations. To divide a nation, people must be convinced or manipulated into believing that the values and traditions deemed vital are actually flawed and obsolete. And to achieve this division, you must examine the foundation on which these values were built, identify the cracks, and exploit them until the foundation becomes compromised. And then you sit back and watch your handiwork as everything collapses. And once the dust settles, a new foundation can be built. This divide, destroy, and transform strategy is the methodology of an enemy from within. Challenge is to convince or manipulate people into believing that the real enemy, the enemy from within, is bravely leading the charge to save a nation from some evil. It makes no difference whether this so-called evil is real or fabricated. Be it a person, group, or something intangible, you got to convince people that it threatens their way of life and seek to destroy it by any means necessary. And with the help from mainstream and social media, the playbook can be ruthlessly executed. The only wrinkle in this is that when the people you're trying to manipulate truly value faith, family, and freedom, then you are up against a formidable opponent. Some very evil people have spent years identifying and exploiting cracks in America's foundation. Our faith in God, the nuclear family, and the freedoms we cherish are being plucked away. Brick by brick. With the mainstream and social media companies providing cover, these people are able to unleash their narratives and use the weapon of words to divide us. And words have power. Redefining them has power. Verbally That power is undeniable. The grouping of specific words at a specific time that convince men to brave unimaginable horrors with the hope of preserving peace and prosperity for future generations. Words have also convinced men to commit atrocities never thought possible. Words can inspire hope or sow the seed of discontent. They can be used to move a nation forward or help plunge it into darkness. And we as a nation have got to wake up and stop falling prey to a controlled narrative where Americans are being lumped into predefined groups, ID politics. This completely subjective system of judgment, that's what it is, judgment, grants a tacit permission to appease or harass, reward or punish, praise or prosecute. When those in power and the media define the criteria and control the narrative, we the people find ourselves at its mercy. Only, you know, you only have to read history to understand the inherent danger in this. Now, I'm not trying to argue the merits of a particular narrative here. The point is that regardless of your political position, race, sex, or religion, this country was founded on the principle of free speech, freedom to practice your faith, and freedom to raise your family with the values you hold dear. Pretty wide open. And nowhere in the Constitution was it written that your freedoms are based on the narrative of the times. But unfortunately, there are people in power who do not believe that your rights are inalienable. They manipulate with false narratives and fuel a mob mentality to strip them from you. And this mob mentality is destroying individual thought and common sense, not to mention causing rampant crime, violence, and destruction of private property and businesses. If you were to take a moment and sit back and honestly assess what is happening, what comes to mind when you think about this? Do you feel disgusted? Or do you feel a sense of justification? We've reached a moment in time for us as a nation to stand against the tyranny of these narratives. And today the narrative of a particular group has been quite clear. The circles of judgment have been formed. And this group has been put on notice. Repent, comply, and be silenced. Repent, comply, and be silent, or you will be silenced. Question becomes, how long before you're associated with a group that is deemed irredeemable? And this goes far beyond the Santa Claus naughty list. It is a coordinated effort to marginalize and criminalize a portion of the population by any means necessary. How did we let this get to this point? How did we allow this to occur? I constantly hear people say they no longer recognize their country. My question is, have you been in a coma? The country's been under siege for years. People have been sounding the alarm, but unfortunately many did not take the warning seriously. This is America. We have the Constitution. We have rights. E-I-E-I-O. Right? How are you feeling now? Do you honestly believe that preserving freedom involves no effort on your part? That's where the problem comes in, the no effort part. Until a significant percentage of us truly understand this, the ability to consolidate power, strip away rights, force a country into submission will become not just possible, but inevitable. We're actually beyond the point of sitting on the sidelines and watching this play out. There used to be a moment where you could do that. It's now time to choose a side. There's no way to reconcile the current political philosophies. There's, you know, the extremes are just too much. One's going to win, the other's going to lose. And if you think this can play out any other way, you are gravely mistaken. There's no room for a uniparty. There's no room for the, you know, there's no one size fits all in this. We're either a nation of laws, due process, constitutional rights, all that other stuff, or we are a mob mentality. Now, the battle for the soul of the nation is real. The soul of the nation screams for freedom. The side that is not for that freedom that the nation is screaming for, they're playing for keeps. They're playing hardball. And not recognizing that is absolutely foolhardy. That's absolutely foolhardy to sit back and not recognize what is at stake. There will be a winner. There will be a loser. The loser will be subjugated. Unless freedom wins. Freedom wins and everybody's free. But if you love this country, you got to look into your heart and find the courage to defend the values and the traditions and the freedoms that made us great in the first place. The uniqueness of the United States, of the Republic. You got to look at that. And it's not hokey to sit back there and say it. We are the class of the planet. This form of government had never been tried before. It's never been tried since then. And it's the only one that's still out there like it. And this is why everybody wants to come here. There's a reason everybody wants to come here. It's because of this system. And, it's worth fighting for. In fact, it's worth dying for. Anything worth fighting for is worth dying for. I don't know how you feel, but that's where I fall down on it. Pretty simple thing. I've seen other places. I know how they are. Even the supposedly civilized ones. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.